Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering my love, my humble pranams at Bhagavan Baba's lotus feet. Dear Bhagavan, and fellow pilgrims on this path to divinity, on this path of love. Last month, I was in the hospital with a very serious infection and was operated on. And while I was being operated on, Swami sent me to see St. Peter. And I went up to the pearly gates, and I asked St. Peter if I could come in. And he said, go to hell. And so I thought real quickly, and I said, well, hey, can I come back later? And so then St. Peter said, well, okay, he says, you come back later, you can go to earth again and do some more service, and then come back. And so I think that Swami's given me a new life. Here I am to come back and do some more service. And anyway, it's fun to joke about these things and about going to heaven. But you know, we shouldn't have heaven as our goal. That isn't what we're looking for. We don't want to just go to heaven. We want to discover who we are. We want to discover our own divinity. While I was in the hospital, there were a lot of young nurses who were Catholics. They had graduated from a nursing home, or a nursing school, rather. And so I was curious, and I asked some of them, I said, well, did you know that Jesus had lived in India? And they were very well informed, and they says, oh, yes, we know that. And this earlier this year, I'd had an opportunity to travel to Kashmir, and I was able to see firsthand and experience some of the places that Jesus actually had passed some time. There is a place called Yesu Marg. Marg means meadow. And this place was a beautiful meadow with a lake, and supposedly it's where Jesus rested when he came from Pakistan into India for the first time, into Kashmir. And then there was also another place which very curiously is called now the Sankaracharya Hill, which overlooks Lake Dal. And you go up many steps to get to the top. And there's a Shiva temple at the top, which was built by Sankaracharya, and he put a lingam there. Now, it wasn't always called Sankaracharya Hill. Before, it was called Shulaman Hill. And Shulaman is Solomon, King Solomon, who built the temple in Jerusalem. And also, he built the temple on this hill. And you can still see remnants of that temple, huge blocks of stone which were apparently in the foundation of the temple and then used in the Shiva temple. And that it's an amazing thing to see. There were also some pillars there which have since been removed. But on the pillars there were inscriptions that Jesus had been there. And like that, we discovered many other places. There was a place that's Moses' tomb. And very close to that, there in a mosque, there is the staff of Moses, which is made out of olive wood, which there is none in Kashmir. And this staff was, according to legend, passed down to David, King David. It was passed to Joseph, the father of Jesus, and also to Jesus. And the staff is there in Kashmir. So we became very excited to have discovered all of these places. And also I found a quote from Swami himself, which I'll read. It says, this was from the discourse of Swami, December 25th, 1978. And he says, Jesus' original name was Isa, which when repeated is Sai. We'll say I-S-A and S-A-I. Both mean Ishwara, God the Eternal Absolute, the Sat-Chit-Ananda, being, awareness, bliss. In the Tibetan manuscript and the monastery where Isa spent some years, his name is written as Isha, which means the Lord of all living beings. End of quote. So Bhagavan has also confirmed that Jesus has come to this part of the world and spent time here, as well as all these different sites that have the stamp of Jesus in India. And this can put into perspective then how Jesus was able to expound the age-old truths that are found in the Vedas, that are found even in Buddhism, and that we are divine beings, that we are something much, much greater than what we think we are. This was Jesus' message as well as Swami's message to us. We would all like to experience our divinity, but we don't seem to have the intensity, we don't seem to have the discipline. Many of us who've been on this path for many, many years, at some point maybe we've sloughed off a little bit in terms of our sadhana, and we've figured, well, maybe this is too difficult a path, maybe we can't get there, maybe we'll never realize who we really are. But all of us should stop for a minute and take stock of where we are. How close are we to discovering our truth? What can we do? What step can we take in our sadhana to go on and discover our reality? Because Swami has assured us that we are divine. And he's assured us that we can do it, we can discover this reality in this very lifetime. So each one of us should say, start from today and take an inventory of your situation, and I'll take one of mine, and let's all make a pledge to become more intense in terms of our sadhana, follow the steps which Swami has given to us. And he's given many steps which are very simple, that are not difficult to follow, but we've probably at one point just looked at them, or maybe we've practiced them for a while, and then because we didn't get illumination, we said, oh, this is too hard, and we didn't have that real hunger, that real desire to discover who we are, to experience the Sat-Chit-Ananda, the bliss which we really are. And we're so fascinated by this world around us, which is just part of the dream. So think about what Swami has said. What were the steps that he's given us? You remember the breath, the breathing in and out, slowly watching the so-ham, so-ham. Until we can get that breath down to the point where we don't even realize it. You remember the learning to concentrate? What he told us about looking at the flame, concentrating on the flame, even for 12 seconds without batting an eyelash, and then extending that to 144 seconds. And like that, creating what? What are we trying to do? Hey, we want to get rid of this guy up here, this mind that's running all over the world. And this is how we do it. This is what Swami told us to do and how he told us to do it. the light meditation, the Om, the sound of Om. This Om even silently within us, it's part of us, it's the creation. He's given us so many tips, and it's not necessary to stand on our heads and necessary to go to a million pilgrimage places or to different gurus to try to find out how to do this. Swami has given us everything because Swami is everything. And so each one of us has to get really enthusiastic and believe that we can get there, that we can discover our true nature and our true selves. You remember how Jesus asked us? He said to love our neighbor as ourselves. And of course, Swami told us that we must love all and serve all. And in order to experience this love as compassion and oneness with our fellow man, we have to learn to love those who don't like us so much. You remember how Jesus told us? He said we should return good for evil. And so the real essence of where we're going is to experience this love. This love which isn't just like a fraternal love or a love between family members and so on. It's a love where we feel one with everyone that we see and that we meet. And we feel compassion for those people that need a helping hand. We feel just an experience of ananda and happiness inside all the time. Now, we've been very blessed this year once again to experience the love of so many devotees that have come from overseas and have done different things, different activities to make this Christmas just a marvelous event. And I'd like to make special or give special mention to and express our gratitude to first the Overseas Adult Choir, which all of you were able to listen to and experience that beautiful love which came through the voices and Swami's presence that everyone felt. And then also the Western Canteen staff, the people that worked so hard to prepare a Christmas dinner that was enjoyed by most of us, a wonderful food and prepared with so much love. And then we have the children's choir, which we heard yesterday. These children work very hard. They come here for a very short time and they learn these songs. And the words in the songs are so meaningful. These are songs that these children will remember their whole lives. And they'll be singing them to their grandchildren even. We should give thanks also to our Seva Dolls who worked very hard and to the ashram staff who has supported us and given us a lot of help, putting up decorations, of course, and all the other things that we're just taking for granted. The Central Trust members, who's also given us their complete support in all of our activities. And also we have to give a lot of thanks to the New Zealanders for this beautiful decoration that they've done. And not only that, but the Christmas carols that were sung in the hall on Christmas morning were just beautiful. And this is the first time that we've had the microphones, and it made so much difference in the beautiful lighting at the same time in the early morning, and the carols were so wonderful. This was a big thanks to them. And now we also have to thank the South Africans, because South African, they have come here now, I think, 3 years in a row to help us with the lighting all over the ashram. And as we walk around the ashram at night and we see all these trees lit up and everything, well, take your hat off to the South Africans, because they're the guys that are climbing these trees and putting up the beautiful lights. And also, we have to thank the South Africans, because they brought a big group of children who are now going to perform a drama entitled Christmas with Gogo. And if you're wondering who Gogo is, she's grandma or granny. And so let's give everybody a big applause, because it's really been great to experience all this love and hard work by everyone. Om Sai Ram.
The name of God Himself. We, your children from South Africa and from all around the world, offer our humble salutations at your divine lotus feet this holy Christmas. Dearest Lord Sai, with our hearts overflowing with joy, we share the message of Ujesu with all this Christmas. God is love. Live in love. We come together as one, from different countries, cultures, and religions, to tell our rich and diverse stories. Sweet Lord, you are the eternal light, supreme bliss and knowledge, Sat Chit Ananda. Siyabonga Nkosi for blessing us with this offering.
It's in Africa's old voices that humankind's richest stories lie. In the beautiful continent Mama Africa, tribes have an old tradition of storytelling. It's our stories that connect us with our spirit, our native motherland. In almost every village lives a wise storyteller, a granny or gogo. At night, around the fire, under the African baobab tree, the gathered villagers and travelers sit mesmerized by Gogo's childhood tales. Her face lights up and she begins, Kwasu Kwasu Geela, once upon a time. Her stories teach that love is the golden thread that binds us all together as one. Ubuntu, meaning I am because you are because I am. great Lord Ganesha, one who is richly adorned as Ekadanta. Please remove all obstacles and bring our Lord Sri Satya Sai Baba to bless us. Like this ancient African baobab tree, deeply root us in oneness with God's love. Bless us, Swami, to live in love. Together, we rise, rise, rise in love.
Suravar Pujita Jita Dhanava Kalava Aswaravar Lambo Dara Dara Hara Hara Kalava Naumi Shri Bhagavantam Ganapati Mati Varadam Varadanti Mukham Sumukham Sadar Mekardam Vipaduda dhautam dhautamalam shamalam shamalam vitam abhidadatam hata papi shamalam
Taba, yelelengi totelen taba, kubuye intoni poya masivo etu.
Kwasuga, kwasugela. Once upon a time, when the earth was young, God looked on and smiled at his divine creation. Rivers flowed freely, animals roamed without fear, and all mankind lived in harmony.
Did God make this strange tree too, Gogo?
Yes, my dear. This is the ancient baobab tree, the mother tree of Africa. It provides all creatures with food, medicine, and shelter. In African culture, it is a sacred meeting place for villagers and travelers. Look at how many new visitors we have today.
But Gogo, why does it have such big roots?
Ah, you see, to the people of Africa, the tree is a sacred symbol of strength and faith. It's deeply rooted into Mother Earth.
And why is it so tall?
It rises up high to greet our Father Sky, so that it can serve all God's creatures.
But we don't have roots and we are small. How can we help?
That is very easy. God's love is the root in you. Just have love in your heart.
Gogo, who takes care of the baobab tree?
The earth angel, Gaia, and her helpers. Let us invite her to join us.
Gaia, Gaia, where are you?
Story of explain to all what we can learn from nature and this wonderful tree.
My friends, listen. Nature's helpers will tell you.
Baobab tree of life, created by God, Nkosi himself. You are here to teach oneness and all, reaching to God with all of your parts. What a wonder indeed you are.
So you see, children, that we have much to learn from this ancient baobab tree. Love all, stand tall, and cherish one another. You are all branches of the same great tree.
Gogo, everything we see in creation is indeed a manifestation of the divine. God even sent his son Jesus to teach humankind to love thy neighbor as thyself.
Gogo, look, it's so exciting. More new friends from around the world are joining us this Christmas.
That's lovely. There's room for everyone. All are welcome here as one family. Kwasuka kwasukela. Once upon a time, Africa went through many troubled times. But through God's love, Africa is healing from the pains of the past. It is their deep faith in God, Nkosi, that gives our people the strength to live for a new tomorrow.
One knew then that we are bound together with the golden thread of God's love.
What is the golden thread?
Follow your heart and you will discover it.
Is the golden thread in the sun and the moon?
Yes.
In the butterflies too?
Oh yes, even in the tiniest things.
That's why we must live in love. We must see the whole world as one family and share and care for all God's creation.
Listen, that is the message that the ancestors are whispering to you. Listen to the tree of voices.
In the country Mali, the ancestors used to say, if you don't need anyone, then no one will need you.
The mystical spirit, Tiwara, reveals the secrets of how to righteously live off the land, just like Jesus taught. Tiwara taught all to work hard and to protect the earth and its creatures. To call the Tiwara, people used to clap and call out, Nado, which means, it's me in Mali. Can you do that?
Nado! Nado! Nada.
This Christmas, the Tiwara shall dance to celebrate the love and joy that Jesus and Sai Baba spread on earth. Let's invite the spirits of the land.
Tiwara, Tiwara.
Listen carefully. The tree is trying to send us a message. The baobab tree is the home to many creatures of the African jungle.
What's going on?
The natural elements are enraged. Come, children, come. Stay close together.
The natural elements have come to show you that they are very unhappy due to the decline in love and the lack of care. The balance of nature has been upset, but never lose faith.
I am Sun Gon, the mad-minded baboon. I am here to control the human mind. This is my age, the age of Kali.
All bow! Empress and honor is here.
All this chaos in nature that you see is brilliant. I entice the mind of humans, distracting them from their real godly nature. I will dawn on their weak minds.
And wherever there is suffering and strife, trouble and turbulence, you will find us. The vices.
Yoo-hoo! What is happening, Gogo? The natural elements are so angry. I'm afraid. Shh. Oh, children, we must hurry. Let's go. Sangana, the mad-minded baboon has arrived. He captures all weak human minds. The elements are very unhappy with humans and their selfish abuse of nature.
Why? Why are humans so inconsiderate?
The lack of love and care among some living things upset the balance in Mother Nature. What you see is the result of the state of man's mind.
That's because I have captured their minds and sown the seeds of jealousy, anger, greed, hatred, pride, and envy into them. It is mission Kali Yuga accomplished.
Yoo-hoo! We rule, we rule, we rule. We have mankind under an illusion.
I promise to return when humankind changes and to restore one love back into the world, just as Jesus taught.
What one love? As long as I'm here, I'll make the human mind so restless that it'll be plagued by hurry, worry.
And there we say curry.
There will be no love, nor peace. Everything is going as planned. There'll be no unity of thought, word, and deed when Sangana is here.
Come, children. Let us chant together the name of God, Nkosi, with love. This will help calm the rage of the elements.
Then will we experience peace too, Gogo?
Yes, certainly, children. Let's chant together.
Samasta Yoga Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Yoga Sukhino Bhavantu.
Ah, Gaia, you have returned.
Yes, thank you. Your sincere prayers for the happiness of all beings in the universe is most powerful. It shows that you do understand the golden thread of God's entire creation. It is a wonderful gift to give Jesus on this great day.
Yay!
Remind me, my love. Remind me, my love. Remind me, my Lord, who I am.
Remind me, my love. Remind me, my love. Remind me, my Lord, who I am.
I am home, I am home, eternal love.
Aha! All the animals have come out to play again.
Let's ask them if they too have a story to share this Christmas. They too carry the golden thread. You must remember, God is in everything. He listens to even the tiniest of creatures.
Come with me to the baobab tree, to the baobab tree where eyes will shine, and hearts will leap and feet will dance.
National Animal Council is now in session.
We welcome you, members of the International Animal Council. What matter brings you to the savannah this Christmas?
We have a serious matter to solve. We have heard that many animals are suffering because of man's actions.
Observe the distress that people have caused.
How can this happen? How can people be so unkind?
I know the answer to that. I can see far and wide. You see, humans have lost the love in their hearts. They have separated themselves from the rest of creation.
They are so consumed with greed and envy that they are damaging the planet.
Tell us what happened to you.
Me, 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 me.
One at a time, please.
A tourist threw this can out of his jeep and it landed in my home. Wind blew this plastic into the savannah and I got tangled in it.
I was picking up berries and I got trapped in this bag.
Someone had a picnic and just threw this box into the water.
Humans drive big cars and use lots of petrol. Now the air is so polluted with their fumes that I cannot breathe.
It is a finding of the Animal Council that human minds are under an illusion. Illusion prevents them from seeing the oneness in all. They have even forgotten that Jesus had made them the protectors of animals.
What can we do to help, O wise owl?
Always remember that your divine nature is love, and that God exists in everything and everyone. This is the golden thread of love. It connects God in all hearts and to the sky, the earth, the oceans, and to all creatures.
So you see, humans, love means responsibility and right action too. God is everywhere. Treat the earth and one another with care.
Your divine nature is love. God exists in you too. The golden thread of love thrives in pure hearts and minds.
Today, The animals have reminded us how Jesus lived. No matter what harm came to him, he was always willing to forgive.
Mother Nature shows the same forgiveness to humans too, but it comes at a price, as we have seen. All will be well. Do not worry.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Dear children, continue to follow your heart. Therein is the golden thread of love.
Once again, I hear about this golden thread. When do we get to see it, Gogo?
All in good time, I'm told. Darling child, Swami says to us, be like Jesus, whose only joy was spreading divine love, offering divine love, receiving divine love, and living on divine love.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Bible, that God so loved the world that he sent baby Jesus to a special mother called Mary. On that night he was born, a brilliant star lit up the sky to guide shepherds to the manger where the baby lay.
Wise men came from the east to bring gifts to Jesus, and shepherds and animals knelt before him, gazing in wonder. Dear Lord Jesus, we reflect on the wonder of your birth, for your life was like a beacon, Lord, shining brightly in the night, filling the world with radiance of the Father's glorious light. Dear Lord Jesus, ignite us with the light of your love, so you will shine brightly within.
To lay before the King, pa rum pum pum pum, rum pum pum pum, rum pum pum pum. So to honor him, pa rum pum pum pum, when we come.
Manishini Madhavuni Cheya Madhine Swargamogamasha Madhavudi Avatarincha Satya Sai Bhagavanuga Yenta Prema Yo Swamiki Yenta Prema Yo Satya Sai Bhagavanuga Yenta Prema Yo.
To transform man to God and earth into heaven, the Almighty has incarnated as Lord Satya Sai. How much is his love? How much is Swami's love?
Ishwarude avatarincha ipavitra bharatana yenta punyamo manajanta punyamo satya sai darshin majanma danyamo.
The Ishvara himself has incarnated in the sacred land of Bharat. How fortunate are we, and how meritorious we have been.
మతం పేర కులం పేర మజ్జరాలు తగదనుచు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమ మతలు సాపించ.
He teaches us not to have differences in the name of religion and caste. Swami has taught humaneness and established the religion of love.
Oh, Swami's teachings of universal love are beautiful indeed. Mwenda, what does your name mean among the people of Kenya?
Mwenda means one who cares for others.
Beautiful indeed. You have come a far way from your home. Do you celebrate Christmas in Kenya?
Yes, Koko. On the eve of Christmas, we take our cattle across the rolling hills. Our villages on the hills are lit bright with special fires. Our prayers of hope are, Father, make this holy night radiant with the splendor of Jesus Christ, our light. Then the women of the village do the sacred fire dance.
Vimbo, vimbo mfana.
Wemabamba,
vimbo.
Vimba, namins of vimba.
Vimbo mfana.
Wemabamba,
vimbo.
Vimba, namins of vimba.
Vimbo mfana.
Wemabamba, vimba.
Benu ya bale.
Vimba, namins of vimba.
Benu ya bale.
Wemabamba, vimba.
Benu ya bale.
Vimba, namins of vimba.
Did you know that when Satya Sai Baba visited Africa in 1968, he was so happy with all the animals and devotees, Swami told the people of Kenya and Uganda,
I have come to light the lamp of love in your hearts, to see that it shines day by day with added luster.
At the very first Christmas in Prashanthi in 1968, Swami filled our hearts. He sang,
Love is my food, food is my bread, this is my food. My message, expansion is my life. My life is my message, expansion is my life. No reason for love, no reason for love, no God, no death.
Oh, children, that was a very special day indeed, when people from various parts of the world celebrated a holy Christmas as one family at the divine lotus feet of the Lord. Siyabonga Nkosi, we thank you. Nisizwile istori. All these stories have touched our hearts this Christmas under the baobab tree. But in order to hear God, we must silence our minds.
All this is too much for my mind. Silence the mind? Silence me?
You see, holy saints, sages and masters over time have been sent to teach humankind the divine truth, that we are the golden threads of God's love. When you chant the holy name of God, it will help you to realize that you are indeed divine.
What is happening to me? What is this warm, happy feeling? All this talk about God and silencing my mind is changing who I am. But it's a nice feeling.
We feel this nice feeling too. It's really peaceful. Swami, Om Swami, show us the golden thread. The golden thread of love. Like the branches of the baobab tree. Make us embrace all and live as one. You are indeed Rama,
Krishna,
Buddha,
Jesus,
Allah,
Nkulunkulu.
Round and round and round goes the precious beads on our fingers as we chant your holy name. Om Sai Ram, Om Sai Ram, Om Sai Ram.
So, if we are loved too, we must spread joy and peace like Jesus did.
Yes, like Jesus.
Then Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa will flourish in the world.
Religions are many, God is one.
Who are all these holy men?
Why, they are your golden thread connections, children. Your soul is connected with people of all faiths. Everything and everyone is a manifestation of the divine.
Naam bolo Zoroastr Mahavir Budh Naam bolo Allah
Good feeling is the oneness I feel with all.
Sangana, you are feeling the love of Jesus and Satya Sai Baba. Accept this beautiful feeling and live in God's love.
Surrender, surrender, surrender.
Viyahamba. Viyahamba kukwenye kwenkos.
Radiantly before us, dearest Gogo.
That, dear ones, is Sri Satya Sai Baba, our Lord of the entire universe.
Sai, 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 Baba, Sai, Sai, Sai,
Sai, Sai, Sai, Sai Baba, Sai, Sai, Sai.
Pyar kare sab Sai se, Sai sab se pyar kare.
Sai, 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 Sai Baba, Sai, Sai, Sai.
प्यार करे सब साई से, साई सब से प्यार करे. Everybody loves साई, साई loves everybody. Everybody loves साई, साई loves everybody. साई राम, साई राम, साई राम, साई राम, साई राम, साई राम, साई साई राम, साई राम, साई राम, साई राम. शिरडी वाले
Ubaba is the embodiment of pure love. He has woven the golden thread through humanity, plants, animals, skies, oceans, and lands.
There's a golden thread of love that binds us all together as one.
Ubuntu.
I am because you are. You are because I am.
Oh, Lord Sai. Your divine power of love has transformed us.
We will keep your holy name dancing on our lips from this day onwards.
Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you your people in my heart.
My lady goes. Salutations to you, Swami.
You took 100 steps towards us when we only took one step towards you, my lord.
Beloved Swami, we humbly pray to you to bless us. Your actions are shown through leelas, your infinite love.
Help us, sweet Lord, on our spiritual journey back to you. All you have ever wanted from us, Lord, is for us to chant your holy name ceaselessly. As children of the Sai legacy, let us be the golden threads who shine with your love and light. Make us ready, Bhagavan, to serve you in the golden age, just like the Lord Jesus did. Together, we shall rise, rise, rise in love.
I would be nothing without you. Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be.
Gajanana, 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 Gajanana.
Hala, hala, hala. Jagadishwari daya karo ma. Shankari kripa karo ma, Shiva Shankari kripa karo ma, Saishwari raksha karo ma, Saishwari raksha karo ma.
Ram, Ram, Dasharatha Nandana Ram.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram, 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 Dasharatha Nandana Ram.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram, Ram, Ram.
पतित पावन जानकी जीवन सीता मोहन राम पतित पावन जानकी जीवन सीता मोहन
जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शिवदनाशी करा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पल दीपा आश्रित कल्पल दीपा आप बांधवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे मात पिता गुरुदेव मरियम
श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की
जय।